Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies. As I mentioned, today we're not talking about a movie from the 70s. We're actually moving on to 1981, which is the year that I was born. And a year that has a lot of interesting movies, especially in the horror genre, which, as I have mentioned, is one of my favorites. 1981 is when we have The Evil Dead. And while it's not necessarily a horror movie, Escape from New York also comes out that year, which is directed by John Carpenter, who's known mainly for horror. An American Werewolf in London, which is a horror comedy, but one of the better werewolf movies, and definitely one of the movies with the best werewolf transformation effects ever, came out in 81, as did Scanners, which I don't remember if it's good or not, but just seeing people's heads explode in that movie is worth the price of admission for that. And that's by I'm blanking on his name. Anyway, Scanners, yeah, so that also came out that year. But the biggest movie that came out in 81, and definitely a movie that, as far as I know, has been in my life as far back as I can remember. I'm pretty sure I didn't see it in 81, but I might as well have. As far as I can remember, just the movies, this particular movie is synonymous with movies in my head, and that is Raiders of the Lost Ark. The best Indiana Jones movie by far. I mean, the first three are great. The fourth one is fine. I mean, ridiculous shit happens in all of them, and I, you know, getting blown up in a refrigerator isn't any more ridiculous than some of the stuff that happens in Raiders. But Raiders is just a straight up action masterpiece. Steven Spielberg at his best, George Lucas with just this wonderful idea of just updating serials. And honestly, if you go back and you watch something like Gunga Din, which we'll be talking about at some point, like, just straight up stealing stuff from some of those movies, which to be fair, I mean, Lucas has done before. Star Wars is just a space opera version of The Hidden Fortress by Kurosawa, so it's not, you know, it's not too out there for him to just be really wearing his inspirations and on his sleeve, you know. But Raiders is one of my all-time favorite movies. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I think Harrison Ford is great in this. Karen Allen is wonderful. And unfortunately, this movie kind of ruined her career in the sense that nobody could ever see her as anybody else besides Marion in this film, which sucks for her because she's great. But Raiders is one of the most fun movies ever. I can watch this at any time. If it's on TV, I will sit down and watch it. Doesn't matter where it's at. I probably know all of the dialogue of this movie and can probably just like talk alongside it. The music is great. And you know, there's a kick-ass like Disney ride that, a lot of it is based on this and also some of the other Indiana Jones movies. But for me growing up, as I mentioned before, it wasn't about Star Wars. It was about Indiana Jones and specifically Raiders of the Lost Ark. Temple of Doom is good. And Last Crusade is also really good. It's almost up there as Raiders. But Raiders for me is kind of like the epitome of just straight up action movie. It's endlessly enjoyable for me. And I am never bored with it. I just think it's great, and I think some of the things that they did are just so out there, and I love all the little details, like having a monkey salute Nazis, or having Indiana Jones just shoot a guy because he doesn't want to bother fighting him because it's going to take too long to fight him, you know, with a whip. Some of just the... It's a fun movie. Like, it's very, very much low stakes in the sense that I don't ever feel that Indiana Jones is in danger. He's basically invulnerable. I mean, half of the stuff that he does in this, that Harrison Ford or his stunt doubles do in this movie, it would kill you, like, right out. But it doesn't matter because it's Indiana Jones. And I gotta admit, for a long time, I thought, when I was a kid, at least, I thought archaeologists, that's what they did. They went around and got into fights, and they had to fight Nazis to, you know, find out about history. Like, I thought the two were one and the same. Can't say enough about Raiders of the Lost Ark. It is just one, it's the perfect action movie as far as I'm concerned. And if you don't like it, we can't be friends. Like, I don't, you don't have to love it as much as I do, but definitely, like, if you don't enjoy this movie, then you just hate movies, because this is just the epitome of a popcorn film. I mean, it's just fun. It's super enjoyable. And I don't know, I'm kind of proud that it came out in the year that I was born. It's like almost like we're connected in a way, although not really, but still it's a lot of fun. And had Spielberg actually been able to do a James Bond movie, we never would have gotten this. And there's, I guess that's an interesting thing to think about, like Steven Spielberg directing a James Bond movie, and maybe in some alternate universe that occurred. But I mean, we got Raiders out of it, and like, as far as I'm concerned, Spielberg could have retired the day after this and he still would have been one of the top directors of all time. I know I'm gushing and I'm tripping all over my words. It's just, I love Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just a fun movie. I think Harrison Ford is great in this, probably one of his best roles, just as this world-weary, smarmy motherfucker, you know? I don't know. I love this film. Like, I can't be objective when it comes to Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I just think it's great. As I mentioned, you know, 81 has a lot of really, really cool horror movies, but I'm not going to talk about any of those today. There's also some other interesting movies that weren't necessarily horror. I mean, The Fox and the Hound, which is a fun Disney movie, came out in 81. Blowout, which just, you know, one of De Palma's best movies, came out. But the movie that I wanted to talk about as well, is just alternate to Raiders of the Lost Ark, is Mad Max 2, also known as The Road Warrior, which, interesting enough, I mean, it was just known as The Road Warrior back then, which is really the better version of Mad Max 1. It did that thing that a lot of movies do, where the sequel is just basically a remake and kind of changes a couple of things, and it's just done better. And, The Road Warrior is a fun movie, fun in quotes, considering that it takes place in the after an apocalypse and people are fighting for survival. But it also has just some great characters, like Lord Humongous, and you know, the feral kid, Mel Gibson as Max. This is probably his best outing as Max, and I mean, Tom Hardy was better, but he didn't really do much. He just kind of carried that movie with his presence in Fury Road. But yeah, The Road Warrior is a really fun movie. It's one of those movies that, it's just kind of weird when you think about how much of an impact it actually had. Just the look of some of those characters. And I'm a wrestling fan, so the Legion of Doom, I mean, they're just straight up ripping off this movie in their gear. And I think that's kind of cool that we have that, or that we had this tag team that went around basically killing people based off of characters from The Road Warrior. Also, it's got some really good action. George Miller always does interesting things in his movies. And it's another one of those movies where I think, like I had mentioned with Paper Moon, where you can engage it on the surface and it's this fun post-apocalyptic movie with great action, but it's a movie in the post-apocalypse and people are trying to survive, and water is looked as like this main thing that people need, and gasoline in order to be able to be in their vehicles, and it's really got an environmental message deep down in there, which I think throughout the Mad Max movies is kind of embedded. And you know, it's there if you want to think about it, and if you want to look at what it's trying to say, that message. But if you just want to see, you know, shit blow up and some crazy car races, you can enjoy it on that level too. So Mad Max is or Road Warrior is definitely one of the better Mad Maxes, and I would have said probably the best one, and you know, until Fury Road came out 5 years ago. So thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you next time.